This is module 4 and lesson 3, and today we're turning fear into courage. Hello, this is Surya Silva, welcoming you back to Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is module 4 and lesson 3. In this lesson, we're going to talk about using courage to befriend fear, and I'll give you a range of techniques that you can use to push through the fear barrier that we talked about in the last lesson. Let's begin by asking, where do you feel fear in your body? For some women, it goes into their stomach, or for some, in their neck or their back. Perhaps you clench your jaw, or some other part of your body tightens. Start to tune in to where your fear sits, because with the mind and body working so closely together, there'll be an experience in your body somewhere. It takes courage to lean into fear. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what is my body wanting to tell me about this fear? Check in with yourself so that you have the opportunity of pushing through your fear barrier. Can you sit with the fear and stay present with it for a little while? Or do you need to push it away and get out of that space? Sometimes it's really powerful to be able to sit and breathe into the fear, because then you open yourself to what is happening on a deeper level. Your body is going to give you so much information. Open yourself to what is happening. Here's a marvelous technique from Tara Brach about being mindful with fear. She says to scan the body and pinpoint the fear. Breathe into that place in your body. Ask your body what it needs the most and listen for the answer. And once you hear the answer, offer yourself some comfort or some self-soothing and care. You might have to do this process a couple of times. Sometimes we receive a surface answer initially. That's not always the real answer that you're looking for. So sit with it. Ask yourself again. Remind yourself that this is probably fear about something from the past. Use your courage to face the fear, to breathe into it, and let it go. Here's another marvelous technique. With this one, you identify the fear or the worry and reframe it to be a problem. Write the issue on a piece of paper and put it in the center of a table. Now start to walk around the table until you find a solution to the problem. This removes the emotional attachment to the situation. So you're focusing on a solution. You identify any obstacles to the solution and take appropriate action to deal with the problem. It's a great technique because, as I said, it separates you from the emotional intensity and you can find a way through. John Assaraf in NeuroGym talks about this method of recognizing, reframing, releasing and retraining. That's what we're talking about here. And I use this technique myself, and I've taught this to many, many, many women, and it's absolutely marvelous. You recognize what's happening in your mind and your body. Then you start to reframe it. You reframe it using some of the techniques we talked about earlier, such as, thank you for bringing that to my attention. It might have been true in the past. It's no longer true in the present, and I'm choosing to let you go. Or another of those three techniques is this one. In the past, I might have felt that that fear was going to overtake me, and I had no confidence to do what I know I need to do. Now I'm teaching myself to have the confidence and belief to do whatever it is. And this is recognizing and reframing. Then once you reframe the fear, you can release it. Sometimes you might need to move your body around in order to release the fear. very gently shake yourself so that you can move it out of your body. Remember my story from getting out of the helicopter? I was shaking from all that terror, and I had to keep moving so that the fear didn't actually lodge in my body. Dancing or yoga or going for a walk are also really great methods. You can tell yourself to stop it. You're reframing the thoughts and change the channel in your mind. Take slow, conscious breaths and focus on affirming thoughts. Shift your focus away from the fear. Sometimes that channel will want to flick back to the old one. You have to be vigilant here about putting onto a new channel. Taking those slow, conscious breaths is a marvelous way to push through the fear barrier. You're telling yourself to stop those thoughts. You focus on something wonderful in your life, and you watch how it changes. Now, it does take practice because you're creating a new habit in your mind and your body. So give yourself time. Having recognized and reframed and released the fear, now it's time to retrain your mind into a different habit. That's what we've been talking about all through the programming. Retraining your subconscious mind, because that's what controls your behaviors. Within a short period of time, you'll really notice the shift happening. So experiment with these techniques, because they're so easy to apply, they're practical, and they work. Fear will come up. You'll feel it every day, like all of us do. It takes a little time to retrain yourself. Remember, though, that you're worth every moment of learning to manage your fear. Instead of getting stuck in the fear and thinking it's real and allowing it to take over, you're using courage to shift through it. That's the most marvelous gift you can give to yourself. It's a truly rewarding experience. You want to keep yourself out of the trance. By maintaining your awareness and using your meditation, yoga, tai chi, conscious breathing, or whatever you prefer to maintain that awareness, remember that fear doesn't belong in the driver's seat of your car. Notice that every time you breathe into fear, you move through the limitation. That's the purpose of what we're doing here. This becomes such a marvelous process for you. It's so rewarding because you know that you're shifting the old patterns. Every time you do this, you're growing. And as you grow, life starts to get better and better. I love this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt when she says, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot do." Isn't that beautiful? We're completing this module now. Once again, take the time to reflect on what has stood out for you. Complete your worksheet, because writing things down and going deeper is so growth-producing for you. This is a journey into your own brilliance. You have a lot of techniques here, and practice using them. Take action. It's awareness and action that changes behaviors. As I say to many of my students and the women with whom I work, remember to remember what you know, and take action.